Shalom, saints. I greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a wonderful morning that the Lord has made. Brother Peter Chavula from Lusaka, Zambia. I'll be sharing on this daily devotion platform this week. I thank God for Brother Peter and all the ministers that are ministering on this platform. May the Lord bless all the saints that are participating on this platform. So, before we go further, may we just have a prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we want to thank you, Father, for this wonderful day that you've given us, O Lord, to have fellowship on this platform. Thank you, Lord, that this platform was made for a purpose. You saw it before the foundations of the world. We are here, Lord, for this purpose, Lord, that we can encourage one another, build one another in the word of the Lord. Father, I pray that as I share, I can be used as a vessel, O Lord, to speak thine word and to be a blessing to the body of Christ. It's in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So, for the sharing of this morning, we shall look into the book of Luke, and that's the book of Luke, chapter number 15. We can start from verse 11, and the Bible reads, "And he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided them unto his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he said, and he sent him into his field to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So, for the sharing, I want to take a thought on decision making. So, as we have read the scriptures about the prodigal son, we see that there was a point in time where this prodigal son stayed in peace in the presence of his father. The father was wealthy. The father was rich. The father was providing for the son. And the son one day thought of making a decision of becoming independent. And the father shared his wealth. And we are told he went on a journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And we see where he went after living a careless life, not using the wealth that he had in a wise way. He landed in problems. So when we look at decision is important in life. A decision can make somebody have a positive outcome, or it can make one have a negative outcome. When you use a decision wisely, you have joy in your life, you rejoice. But if you make a wrong decision, there are consequences that follow in life. So this prodigal son made his decision and didn't use it well, wasted the wealth he had, then he faced the consequences in life. Whilst was in his father's presence, he was able to eat well. Even the servants of his father had bread enough. But after misusing what he had and going away from the presence of his father, this son landed in problems. He had no bread to eat. But we are told he in the scriptures that he filled his belly with the husks of the swine. That's what he did eat. So he now associated with the pigs. So he started eating the husks that which the swine were supposed to be eating. And that was not his food that he was supposed to eat. But because of a wrong decision, he started eating wrong food, which was not meant for him. So, when we go back to Genesis, we can make a difference there. As we are people that are made to be free moral agents, to choose which way to go. That's a privilege that God has given us, that we can choose the direction that we are going to take in life. We are free moral agents. So God made man in his own image, and he made man in his own likeness. And we see that when God made man, God would visit man in the cool of the day. God was having fellowship with man every day. They were having fellowship. When we see all the creatures of the Lord that he had made, for instance, we can look at, for example, verse 11 of Genesis chapter 1. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So these were the plants. So the plants were coming from the earth, seeing this grass, the herb that is yielding seed, the fruit tree. They were coming from the earth, they were coming from the ground. So they had a source where they were coming from. That's why we see the trees, the grass, they are planted in the ground, they grow from the ground. That is the source where they are coming from. So as long as they are in the earth, they are in the ground, they can grow, they can be healthy because they are in the right environment where they came from. When we look at the fish, for example, the fish came out from the waters, as we can see from verse 21, and God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind, and God saw that it was good. So the fish was coming from the waters, so it had its source of life. That's why a fish lives in the water. When you take a fish out of the water, the fish dies because it has been separated from the source where it is coming from. So now, when we get back to this prodigal son, we see that when he was in the presence of his father, everything was all right. He had food to eat. He lived a good life because he was in the presence of the father. So father is the source. Father is the provider. So as long as he was in the presence of his father, the presence of his source, he was protected. He would feed well. But the time that he made a decision to move out of the presence of his father, then his life changed. There, after wasting the wealthy, he didn't have where to get the wealthy anymore. He landed himself in problems. He was the son of a rich man, son of a wealthy man. He was not supposed to be eating the husks, that which the pigs were feeding on, but he was so lowered because of his decision that he made. He went into a foreign country. He wasn't a citizen of that country. So when you're in a foreign country, you have no freedom in the foreign country. He needed to be back to his country. He needed to be back in his father's presence, where he could have the food, where he could have the wealthy, in the presence of his father. So, as children of God, we are made, we are born from God. We are the sons and the daughters of God. So for us to be the sons of God, it means God is our source. We are coming from God. So if God is our source, for us to have life, for us to be protected, for us to have victory, for us to overcome, we need to be in the presence of the Lord. We need to be in that kingdom of God. That is a country where we belong. But once you move away from the country, or from the kingdom of God, you move to another country which is not the kingdom of God, then you cannot feed the right food that you're supposed to be feeding. So in the kingdom of God, we feed on the word of God, just as God would visit man in the cool of the day, speaks his word to man, and man in the Garden of Eden was supposed to live eternally. But after disobeying the word of God, then trouble came into man. Similarly, with this prodigal son, after he left his father, went into a foreign country, he landed himself into problems. So we need to be in the presence of our father. We need to be in the presence of our source, the presence of our provider, then we are going to lack nothing. And we need to eat the right food.
We need to eat on the right word. When you eat on the wrong foods, then you are going to have problems. When you eat dirty food that the stomach of the human being cannot handle, you land in problems. You can develop diarrhea, you can develop typhoid, you can develop cholera and die because that is not the right food that you are eating. So there's food that the children of the Lord are supposed to feed upon, and that is the word of the Lord. So this man made a right decision after he realized of the troubles that he went through. So in verse 18, he says, I will arise and go to my father, and I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. So this was a turning point, a right decision to get back into the presence of his father. Because he realized that his father still had riches, still had bread, even his servants had food enough to eat. So why was he suffering? So if this man didn't make a decision, he would have continued having problems of eating these husks and suffering. But when he came back to his mind, he came back to his senses, says, no, I cannot continue suffering like this. I've got to go back to my source. I need to go back to my father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So even us, children of the Lord, we have walked in different ways. Sometimes we have made wrong paths, wrong direction. But if you continue in the wrong direction, you continue suffering, won't be profitable. You continue being in bondage, being in trouble, till you reach a certain point where you make a decision that I need to go back to the origin. I need to go back where I'm coming from. So when this man made this decision, it was a blessing to his life, because this was a turning point of his life, going back to his father where he was welcomed. For this morning, may the Lord bless you so very much. We shall continue tomorrow by the grace of the Lord. Have a wonderful, blessed day in Jesus' name. Amen.